At this time, our junior church may be dismissed. Our junior church may be dismissed. If you'd stand with me all over this house, we're going to get ready to turn to the word of the Lord. Witnessing everything that I have seen in this service today, I have no doubt about what I'm getting ready to preach. How many love the Lord's confirmation? Man, I love the Lord's confirmation. You're going to have to give me all you got on this microphone. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm going to give it all I got in return. How about that? Amen. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me today to the book of Genesis, the 21st chapter. Genesis 21. I'm going to be reading verse 8 through verse 20. If you do not have your Bibles, the text is provided for you up on the screen behind me. Amen. We had a few more visitors come in throughout the service. Can we give the Lord another great big hand clap of praise for all of our visitors? Amen. There's some here that we haven't seen in a while. God bless your heart. Amen. My little buddy, Brother Chris, just walked in. Praise God. I'm going to preach now. Amen. Chris here. I can preach today. Amen. But I feel an unction from the Lord in this place. I feel what the Lord has given me in my spirit is so fitting. You know, we in our flesh, Sister Hope, we always question when God first gives us something. But man, walking into this place and watching this service come to pass, I have no doubt, Sister Patty, what the Lord has given me in my spirit today. Man, and I'll tell you what, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Genesis, the 21st chapter and the 8th verse, if you're there, shout amen. If you don't have a Bible, we want you to see us before you leave this place today. We want to make sure that every home has a Bible in it. Genesis 21 and 8, the word of the Lord, where we're about to take off at. The Lord had promised Abraham and Sarah a child. Now, along the way, Sarah got impatient. And Sarah gave her handmaiden, Hagar, to her husband, Abraham. And they conceived a child. The child's name was Ishmael. And then the Lord made good on his promise. He just did it at a later date than what Sarah and Abraham thought it should have happened. How many know God's timing is not always our timing? Amen. But the Lord always makes good on his promise. So the Lord makes good on his promise, and Abraham and Sarah have a son, and they call his name Isaac. And this is where we are about to take off in the scriptures. Abraham and Sarah have had a son. His name is Isaac. And verse 8 says, and the child Isaac grew, and he was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, her handmaiden, which she had born unto Abraham. The child's name was Ishmael. Sarah saw Ishmael mocking at Isaac. Verse 10 says, wherefore she said unto Abraham, she said, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight, because Ishmael was his son. But then God gets involved and God tells Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight, Abraham, because of the lad and because of the bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman I will make a nation, because he is thy seed, or he is thy child. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. The Bible says he took bread and a bottle of water, and he gave it to Hagar. He put it on her shoulder, and the child, and he sent them away. And she departed. She wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle. It ran out. And she cast the child underneath of some shrubs. And she went and she sat down over against him a good ways off, as it were a bow's shot. For she said, let me not see the death of my child. And she sat over against him, and she began to lift up her voice, and she wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called unto Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise now, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. God opened her eyes. Right here, for the next few moments, I want to hang my hat. The Bible says that God opened the eyes of Hagar, and she saw a well of water. And she went and she filled the bottle with water, and she gave the lad to drink. Verse 20, and God was with the lad, and the lad grew and dwelt in the wilderness, and he became an archer. How? I propose to you this question. How could you be perishing of thirst and not see a well that is right in front of your face? Oh God, Holy Ghost, help me. How can you be perishing of water and a well is right in front of your face? My God. I want to preach to you for today for just a few moments about the invisible well. The invisible well. Lay your Bibles down in your seats for a few moments. Lift those praises unto the Lord all over this house. Can we magnify his name? Oh, magnify the name of the Lord. Let us exalt his name together today. Come on, church. Together we win. Together we're stronger. Together we prosper. Together we're going to make it today. Let's magnify the name of the Lord together in this house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The invisible well. The Lord bless you. You may be seated for a moment. But don't sit down on the Holy Ghost today. Sarah gets impatient, as many of us do when God gives us a promise. We got our own time frame and God's got his. We got our own agenda and God has his. As Sarah gets impatient, she gives her Egyptian maid to her husband. He lies with her, and a child is conceived, and they call his name Ishmael. Then the Lord comes through on his promise, And Sarah and Abraham conceive a son, and they call his name Isaac. Sarah sees Ishmael mocking at Isaac, and she tells her husband, "This Egyptian and this illegitimate child got to go. My child, Isaac, will not grow up with this child, Ishmael." Abraham becomes grievous in his spirit. He doesn't understand. He has a child that he's already began to love. He's already began to care for. And then the Lord reaffirms what Sarah had said unto Abraham, and that was for Hagar and the child to go. So the Lord reaffirms what Sarah says, and right here starts a war. Right here starts a hatred that still exists today between the descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac. We just saw how that these Arab Muslims just attacked Israel, descended down upon them in hang gliders, murdering innocent women and children. I want you to know this comes all the way back to Isaac and Ishmael. All the way back to Isaac and Ishmael killing and torturing innocent people for no reason. It's the reason why the Arab Muslims hate the people of God. Because according to the Quran, Muhammad was a direct descendant of Ishmael. The Bible said he would be a wild man. He would be a man that was at war with everyone. So Hagar and Ishmael is put out by Abraham, and they are now wandering in the wilderness of Beersheba with just a little bit of bread and a bottle of water. The water runs out very quickly. The Bible says that it is spent. The water is spent in the Bible or in the bottle. And Hagar realizes that her child is about to die. So she takes the child. She goes over and she finds some brush to put the child underneath the shade of the brush. And she goes a distance away from him where she can't witness his death. The Bible refers to it as a bow's shot away. She's just far enough that she can see him. But she's too far to hear him cry. She goes over and she sits a ways off and she begins to weep and she begins to cry out. And she says, "I cannot witness the death of my child." So now here's this woman and her child sitting over here underneath the sambul rush. And she's a ways off and she's waiting. And she cannot stand the thought of watching her child die. Watch this for just a second. The Bible says that the Lord heard the voice of the lad. But Paul doesn't say that he heard the voice of Hagar. Because the Bible says that the Lord does not hear a sinner's prayer, except it be a prayer of repentance. If you want God to hear your prayer, you got to ask him for forgiveness of your sins today. You got to turn your life around and turn your life over to him today. So here, this Egyptian woman who is not of the seed of Abraham is over here crying out. She can't stand the thought of watching her son die, but her son is a bow shot away, but he is the seed of Abraham. And the Bible says that God heard the voice of the lad. And then all of a sudden, an angel calls out to Hagar because the lad was a descendant of Abraham. And God begins to speak to Hagar because he heard the voice of the lad. And he tells Hagar, he says, Hagar, do not be afraid. I've already promised his father. I've already promised Abraham that I was going to look out for Ishmael. Even though he's going to be a wild man, even though he's going to sow destruction, even though he's going to do things that are unthinkable, I'm going to look out for him and I'm going to make him a great nation. So she tells Hagar, the angel of the Lord tells Hagar, says, don't be afraid because I'm going to make a great nation out of your son. You guys are not going to die. So the angel of the Lord tells Hagar, he says, pick up the child, arise from the place where you're weeping and crying and go over and pick up your son. And then something amazing happened. Watch this. She does what the Lord tells her to do. She goes over and she picks up the child. And she gets a hold of the promise of God. And when she did that, the Bible says that the Lord opened her eyes. And right in front of her was a well of water. My God. Right in front of her was a well of water. She sees a well. She goes and she takes her bottle. She fills up the bottle with water. She gives it to the lad. What a beautiful picture of the provision of God. What a beautiful picture that says even in our worst moments, he'll be there to provide for you. Even when you don't know how it's going to work out, God will show up just in the nick of time and he'll have exactly what you need. And he's going to do it by opening your eyes and allowing you to see what you needed was right there all the time. It was right there all the time. There's a well of water that'll never leave you. There's a well of water that'll go everywhere with you. Hallelujah. She goes and she fills up the bottle of water. She gives it to the lad. And Ishmael grows up. He becomes an archer, gets him a wife out of the land of Egypt, and he is multiplied just like God said he would do. And as I read this text this week, I thought Hagar and Ishmael were going to die in the wilderness of Beersheba. And what they needed to prevent that was right in front of them the whole time, and she couldn't even see it. She couldn't even see it. It made me think about the people of God. Here we go. You ready? It made me think about the people of God. Sometimes we go through some stuff in this life and it gets us so disoriented that we can't even decipher up from down or left or right, let alone what we need and when we need it. Sometimes all the stuff that we go through in our life gets us so disoriented, we can't see the nose on the front of our face. And we focus so much on the empty bottle that we can't see the well that's right in front of us. Come on, child of God, hear what this preacher's saying to you today. Quit looking at the empty bottle. God needs to open your eyes and realize your provision is right in front of you. As close as the tips of your fingers, God is right there waiting to help you today. Hallelujah. He's right there waiting to help you today. Tell your neighbor, I got a well that's always with me. Hallelujah. I got a well that's always with me. Come on, somebody today. Come on, somebody. We are the people of God with the provision of God. We are the people of God with the promises of God. We are the people of God with the purpose of God and the power of God. We got a well that goes everywhere we go with us today. We just need the Lord to open our eyes and let us see His provision. Clap your hands and magnify the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to let the devil know that sometimes we may feel like we're lost in the wilderness of Beersheba. Come on, it's time to let the devil know that we may be on a long, winding road, but it ain't no dead-end street. The Lord is taking us somewhere. God's going to take us where He wants us to go. We're the people of God with the purpose of God and the plan of God. We got a well right in front of us today. Hallelujah. Quit looking at the spent bottle and get over to the well today. The Lord has what you need. The Lord has what you need today. Hallelujah. We may have a hard time seeing the well sometimes, but we know the well's there. Come on. Sometimes life may put a bunch of distractions in front of us, but God help us if we ever forget that the well is there. The well will always be there. Hallelujah. It may get tough sometimes, but we ain't ready to quit yet. Can you shout amen? It may get tough sometimes, but we ain't ready to throw in the towel yet. It may get tough sometimes, but we ain't ready to surrender our children yet. We ain't ready to surrender our marriage yet. We ain't ready to surrender our church yet. We ain't ready to surrender our life yet. God has a plan for us. We got a well in front of us. We got provision in front of us. God just needs to open our eyes and let us see the well. Come on. We let stuff get in the way. We let people get in the way. We let things get in the way. We let anything and everything get in the way, to where we can't see God's well of provision in our life. Sometimes the clouds block the sun, but that don't mean the sun ain't there. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we let the clouds block the sun, but that don't mean that the sun ain't there. You know, they call vitamin D the sunshine vitamin, because when the ultraviolet rays come through the sky and they land on our skin, Sister Vic, our skin produces vitamin D, which is essential for our body. Now, we may have clouds in the sky, but those clouds cannot stop those ultraviolet rays that come through there and hit our body and still provide the vitamin D. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is you might always not see Him. You might not always see Him. Sometimes stuff may cloud your view. Sometimes you might not be able to see the sunshine on the other side of the clouds, but the ultraviolet rays are coming through, and God has given you exactly what you need because He knows how to do it. He knows when to do it. He knows exactly what you need today. There's a well of provision in your life, and all you got to do is get yourself out of the way, get the things of life out of this way, and let God show you where it's at today. Even when you can't see Him, He's working. Tap your neighbor and say, He's working. He's working. Even when you can't see Him, He's working. Even when you can't see those ultraviolet rays coming through those clouds, He's giving you that vitamin D. He's a providing God today. Sometimes we allow things to get in between us and God. We can't see Him, but that don't mean He's not there. That don't mean He's not there. Come on, I wish somebody would tell the devil today, devil, you might put so much stuff in front of me that I can't see the well, but you'll never trick me into believing that the well ain't there. My God, I believe somebody needs to get this down in their spirit today. I wish you would tell the devil, you might put some stuff in my way and I might not be able to see the well, but you'll never convince me that the well is not there. The well is there. God has exactly what I need today. Magnify the Lord and give him some praise today. Come on, clap your hands and give him some praise for your provision today. God has exactly what you need today. There's a well of living water deep in your soul. You just got to get some stuff out of the way today. Hallelujah. Come on. I wish somebody would tell that old devil, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. My God. Get behind me, Satan. Come on. I might not be able to see him, but I know he's there. I might not be able to feel him, but I know he's there. I might not understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, but I know he's there. There's a well there. There's a well there. There's a well there. I just got to get to the well. God knows exactly what I need today. God knows exactly what I need today. Don't let the enemy trick you into believing that the well is not there. The well was always there. Hagar just could not see the well. Why couldn't Hagar see the well? Why couldn't she see the well? There's so much stuff trying to keep us from seeing the wells of provision in our lives. The same stuff that kept Hagar from seeing the well keeps us from seeing the well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The same things that kept Hagar from seeing the well keeps us from seeing the well. We're exhausted. We're overwhelmed. We got things going on in our families. We worked too hard on our jobs. Come on. The bills are stressing us out. We got physical things going on in our bodies. Come on, all these things, the same things. We're feeling overwhelmed. We got fear. We got loss. We got rejection. Come on, and if you're not careful today, grief and sorrow and fear will cause you to stop expecting the intervention of the Almighty. As the people of God, we should always expect the intervention of the Almighty. Oh, yeah. Come on, there should never be a time we find ourselves lost in the wilderness of Beersheba and not understand that there's a well there somewhere. There's a well there somewhere. God just needs to open our eyes and let us see the well. If we're not careful, all of these things, just like a cloudy sky, will deceive us into thinking that the sun's not behind there. Come on. If we're not careful, grief and sorrow and trouble and rejection and all these things that we go through in this life will trick us into believing that the well is not there. There's so much stuff trying to keep us from seeing the wells of God's provision in our lives. Church, as the people of God, we should expect the intervention of the Almighty in our lives. There should be no problem too great, no mountain too high, no valley too low. Anywhere we go, God is with us. And we should expect the promises of God in our lives. Psalms 91 and 11 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee." Don't be afraid, Hagar. He's given his angels charge of. If you got angels with you everywhere you go, don't you worry about nothing. Come on, he has given his angels charge over thee. Hallelujah. To keep thee in all thy ways. Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Your Father owns a cattle on a thousand hills. There's no need too great that he can't meet it today. Hallelujah. The well is there. The well has always been there, and the well will always be there. Don't you ever let the devil trick you into believing that the well is not there. I'm talking to the people of God about invisible wells today. The wells of provision. The wells of protection. They're there. The enemy's just trying to trick you into believing that they're not there. Stand with me today as the musicians come quickly. The well is there, church. The well has always been there. The well will always be there. Sometimes it's just invisible because of the things that come into our life block our view of the well. It's not always easy to see God's provision when you just got a bad diagnosis from the doctor. It's not always easy when you get a phone call that one of your children have gotten in trouble. It's not always easy when that parent that you grew up under passes away. And sometimes the things in this life block our view of the well. But that doesn't mean that the well is not there. The well is there. The people of God just have to stand on the promises of God. My oldest daughter and my grandbabies are here today. I'm standing on the promises of God. The well is still there. The well is still there. Sister Diane, the well is still there. I'm trusting God. I believe in God. The well is still there. We just got to trust God today. We got to believe God today. He's merciful. He's merciful. It's no wonder. It's no wonder Hagar couldn't see the well. All that she had been through, the despondency. She didn't ask to be put in the position she was put in. Sarah offered her. She didn't ask to have a child with Abraham, but it happened. And then out of nowhere, the man walks in and he says, "You got to go." Fear, despondency, rejection had consumed this woman's life. So much that the very thing she needed was right in front of her. And she couldn't even see it. I wonder how many people are in this room right now under the sound of my voice. You got questions in your life. You got hurts, you got pains, you got things you don't understand in your life. You feel like you're dying. You feel like all hell is assailing you. You feel like your situation couldn't get no worse than it is right now. Your vision of the well has been blocked. But God sent this preacher to tell you today that the well is there. The well is there. The well is there. You don't have to do without. You don't have to sit there and die. You don't have to accept it. The well is there. God just needs to open your eyes and let you see that the well is there today. The well is there. It's no wonder. It's no wonder she couldn't see the well. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I feel like I can't see the well. But I know the well's there, Brother Tommy. I know the well's there. I know he gave me a promise that he would never leave me and he would never forsake me. But he would go all the way with me. He would be a well of living water springing out into everlasting life. My God, the well is there. Things are just blocking your view of it today. You see, we're not that much different than this Egyptian bondwoman. Sometimes life just has its way with us. Sometimes life just blocks our view of what's important. Sometimes life gets in the way to the point that we can't see the well. You know, the old saying is that seeing is believing. But I propose to you today that the opposite is true. Seeing is not believing, because the people of God walk by faith and not by sight. So seeing is not believing, Brother Josh. Believing is seeing. My God, get that down in your spirit today. Seeing is not believing. Believing and trusting in God is seeing. So when Hagar and Ishmael found themselves, I thought this was my cough drop, but it's not. Maybe my cough drop went somewhere else. I don't know where it went. When Hagar and Ishmael are lost in the wilderness of Beersheba, it wasn't until she heard from God and God opened her eyes that she could see his provision. The well was there all along. God didn't just snap his fingers and create the well to save Hagar and Ishmael. All he had to do was remove her blinders. All he had to do was cause the scales to fall off, the cataracts to be done away with, so she could see the well that was right in front of her. Church, believing is seeing. We walk by faith and not by sight. There's some people in this room today. God's got provision for you right here, right now. There's some people in this room. Your life's going to be forever changed today. I speak it. I proclaim it. I prophesy it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day it all changes. Today is the day the blinders come off. Today is the day you see the well. Today God's going to do something miraculous in your life today. Clap your hands and magnify the Lord all over this house today. Come on, he's here right now. We allow circumstances to rob us of our belief, our trust in God. We need to stop because we can't see the well. We allow these things to stop us from seeing the wells of provision God has placed in our lives. Believing is seeing. These altars are open for anyone and everyone who wants a change today. Anyone and everyone who wants provision today. Anyone and everyone who's tired of feeling alone and angry and despondent and confused. God can remove all those things and allow you to see the well today. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place today. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place today. Come on, as we sing this close.